Hello and welcome to the show. This is the first European Landscape Photographers Hangout. It was a great day for the European Landscape Photographers. It wasn't a great day for me. My name is Olaf Bartke. I'm the host of the show and I'm also the guy that is missing on the show. The audio recording wasn't functioning very well. I don't know what went wrong. I've done this several times and I haven't had any serious problem with my workflow. And so after the show, all audio recording was missing. Luckily, a friend of mine was able to repair the audio stream of Hangout that was shown in my browser. All my personal audio recording, so everything I said, was missing. So I cut out everything I said. And of course, this causes some serious breaks, and it's not so great to watch the show. But I guess the talk is working without me. Should I be worried? No. It was a great experience to meet all these great landscape photographers from all over Europe, and everybody's promising me that it should not be the last talk we've had. So maybe there's a chance to meet us again. And till that moment, I will say thank you watching the show and see you. Have a nice time. Bye-bye.
Hello, everybody. I live in Austria, in a small town south of Vienna. It's not the best position for a landscape photographer, but I do a lot of assignments too, so I have a lot of clients in Vienna. So this is a good compromise between assignments and landscape work. Yeah, I love this town. It's very small and idyllic. And I leave regularly to the west, where the mountains start, and the Alps. Yeah, and I enjoy traveling by a camping van. And that's actually perfect, yeah. My webpage is called silent-moment.com, and it's Facebook, and you find me on Facebook under this silent-moment.com, and on the web. And on Google, it's just my name, and Google Plus, it's just Rainer Mirau. Yeah, these are the three main points in the online.
Hi, buonasera. I'm Francesco. I'm from Italy. You can find me on the internet in my website, that is francescogola.net. So my first name and my last name without spaces. And I'm both on Twitter, Facebook, but I'm most active on Google Plus. I think that is great for photography. I live in North Italy, in the West Coast, in a small town that is called Verici, and I will show you later where is it. I'm not a pro, unfortunately, photography don't fit me, but I really love photography.
Hi, my name is Dorin Bofan. I'm from Romania. I live in the central Romania, in a region called Transylvania. I'm sure everybody's heard of Transylvania.
Yeah.
I'm not so active on Google Plus. I'm more active on Facebook. My network of Romanian friends is there. My website is dorinbofan.com, spelled D-O-R-I-N-B-O-F-A-N. So that's my name. You can find a lot about me there. A lot about my. I have a blog which is mostly Romanian, but I have some English posts too. I hope I can post more often in English. And I love to travel. And that's about it. The location, it's inside the Carpathian Arc. The Carpathians start somewhere around here, and they go towards Bulgaria and the Balkans around here. And I live inside the Carpathian Arc, which is basically It comprises the largest area of the Carpathians here in Romania. So it's quite nice for me because I can go in any direction and it takes me 3 hour stops to reach the mountains. So that's pretty cool to live here. And around my town there are a lot of hills. So I can go photograph forests. I like trees and forests quite a lot, and the more intimate side of nature. And I can show you the national park, which I'm going to talk about a little bit and show some images. So it's east from where I live, quite close, very close actually, from the town in which I was born. I began hiking this mountain about 15 years ago when I was a teenager, and I went almost every year since, so I got to know the mountain quite well. As you can see, it has a lake. It's an artificial lake. And one of the main advantages of this lake is that in the morning the possibility of fog is quite big, so you get fog around the mountain. So this is the mountain. You see here, so you can get a lot of fog. It's not very high, but it has quite a complex structure, and you can find a lot of interesting elements. I will show you some of them. There are some rock formations that are quite unique in Europe, I would say. They resemble very much the Huangshan Mountains in China, which I'm pretty sure. Huangshan in China. Yeah, that they resemble a lot with those mountains.
And I will see that.
Yeah. I will show you just in a second. So we can go through the images a bit. This was taken in the last day of 2011. This is a parhelic circle. It was quite nice to see it and to capture it like that with the trees. Yeah, this is another shot of the same parhelic circle. It's an amazing phenomenon, and it's quite normal to see it in the mountains, especially during winter time. Yeah, this is a sunset. It was quite nice to be there, you know.
Yeah, it looks great. And did you sleep on the top there?
Yeah, on the top there is a lodge, and sometimes I stay at the lodge. Other times I sleep with my tent.
Okay.
Other times I just sleep on the outside, just using the sleeping bag. So it's quite nice.
That's perfect light.
Yeah.
Wanna have that every day.
So this is the view from the lodge, looking towards the valley. So as you can see, there's fog. Fog is very frequent here due to the lake. This is another view taken in winter time. But this was actually made in the first day of 2012. So it was
a New Year's
year. Yeah.
New Year's present.
Yeah, yeah. As you can see, also fog. In the distance. I don't know. I don't think anything is better than what Galen Rowell did. So
maybe he was the first one who did it.
Yeah, yeah. This is a view during summertime. Again, fog in the distance. This is actually quite an interesting viewpoint outside the track. Not many people know about it, and here down in the valley there are those rock formations I was telling you about, but I have some close-up shots which I'm going to show you. One of the main cool aspects about Chahlo National Park is that you can find a lot of larch. So of course in the autumn the landscape is just transformed by the yellow of the larch, and that's quite nice to photograph.
Mm.
Again, fog. Just a view taken at the sunrise. It was like minus 20 degrees.
It's amazing that the horizon is like so straight in the mountains.
Yeah.
You don't have that usually.
Because as you can probably saw before, the Chahlo National Park doesn't have big mountains surrounding it.
That could be
an advantage, but also a disadvantage, because I kind of wish that sometimes I had like a big peak in the background to work with, and I usually have to adapt with this straight line of sunrise. Yeah.
There you have enough peaks, I
yeah.
guess.
Yeah, it's one of the most astonishing the landscapes I have ever seen. Yeah, it's quite impressive. Yeah, this is another view taken with a tele lens, looking towards the valley. It's something more like a Japanese stamp, like a Japanese drawings. So yeah, it's taken at sunrise. Yeah. Another view taken in winter time. So my town is somewhere around here, quite close to my hometown. I don't live now there. Taken at sunrise. Another view in winter time. Yeah, again fog present. Yeah, maybe I'll do it, but you know, with these social networks, it's sometimes hard to keep up for me. So I chose Facebook because a lot of Romanian photographers are there, so it's easy.
Yeah, but it's just 5 seconds of work. I mean, I post the same thing on Google Plus, like on Facebook.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you're right. Right.
Not a big effort. Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, that's right. Far better.
Here in Romania, Facebook is a lot popular than Google Plus. Another view taken in winter time, black and white conversion. This is taken at the beginning of autumn. You see part of the lake.
And this is all the same mountain range.
Yeah,
it's all. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, and the area is quite small. I mean, you can traverse the plateau in like 2 hours tops. You know.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's quite small, and this and the fact that I traveled here, I went here every year. That allowed me to get to know the landscape very well, to understand the weather and the weather patterns, and yeah, this basically allowed me to do something evocative of the place.
Mm-hmm.
All right, another image taken at the end of the blue hour. We had the moon here, and what was cool that the moon was illuminating the clouds from above, something I don't see very often. I don't get to photograph very often. The separation isn't that clear in the foreground with the background, but I really liked the light and the overall feel of the image, so I decided to keep it anyway. This is a close-up of some interesting phenomenon, because the sun was rising and it was blocking. There was a ridge behind. You can see it here, and it was blocking some of the light. And there was this ray illuminating this this fog. So as you can see behind, there was no direct light. It was a cool moment to witness and photograph something.
Yeah, mystical.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, quite mystical, yeah. Chahalo National Park has a lot of legends, and almost every rock, every river has a legend. Our ancestors came here, it says, the history says so, came here on the top of the mountain to pray, and it has, the mountain is surrounded by a lot of legends, and it has a history that goes way, way back. Not necessarily vampires, we really don't believe in vampires here in Romania. It's just
you have to, yeah, because
it's just a Western, it's just a Western legend. another scene featuring fog illuminated the sunrise. And here are the rock formations I was telling you about that quite resemble Huangshan Mountain in China. It's quite special, and as you can see, I will show it here. You can see it better. Larch grows on top of them, and at sunrise is illuminated during autumn quite nicely, as you can see here. No, it's not a hard hike, but this viewpoint is quite hidden, and not many people know about it. I try to keep it that way. yeah, I do photo tours, and I have actually two photo tours this year here in Chahalo National Park, one in October and one in November with a fellow photographer from Romania. Yeah, it's more for the Romanian photographers who want to learn, but of course if anybody from Europe or anywhere in the world is visiting Romania and wants to attend one of my photo tours, you can do it. It's no problem. Another view of the rock formations with some fog. As you can see, it's I'm not sure if you have or you have seen something similar in Europe, but because I traveled in Italy and Switzerland, Norway, but I haven't seen something similar. So it's I'd say it's quite unique for our area around here. I'm not very sure, but maybe if someone somewhere else can show us something similar, I would love to see, and of course I would love to photograph, because I really like formations like that.
Now, how is that called? It's in Sächsische Schweiz, like between Prague and Dresden.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's called, but there are some similarity. Not that steep, maybe, but also very unique stone formations. I need to go there on my way to Norway sometime.
Mm-hmm.
I can send you an image.
Yeah. I'll stop now. I'll let...
Don't stop.
somebody else show us their images.
It's my turn. Okay, so as I said before, I'm from Austria. I'll show you the map. Just a second. I was in the... Sächsische Schweiz for Dorin. Okay, here we go. Olaf said before he thinks he's in the middle of Europe. I show you what is the middle of Europe. No, just kidding. So now I'm in select window. I'm just a newbie. So this is the middle of Europe. That's where I live. No, Austrian is always called the heart of Europe, or is that right? Maybe. The location is not too perfect. I think I would love to live far more east and west in the Alps, but yeah, that's what it is, and I do my best. It's not that I travel a lot in my home region, so. Actually, I do more travels for several weeks, and I travel whole Europe. So maybe I have more images from Norway than from my home country. That's a bit strange, but yeah, there is not too much to photograph right around where I live.
Yeah, I know that you really like Norway.
Norway's, I've been there, I don't know, 9 or 10 times. It's almost every year or so. I did a study there also a few months. I just love their culture and this endless vast landscape and not too many people. That's the main problem in Central Europe. There are far too many people. So Dorin, you have a great place for a landscape photographer, I guess. I don't know how many people live in Romania.
It's not very crowded.
It's not crowded, and you have real wilderness there, huh? And we don't have that in Austria.
Yeah, that's the problem in Austria.
The landscape is quite pristine here in Romania, and a lot of wildlife, a lot of bears, a lot of wolves.
Yeah, that's really, really great. So that's the reason why I travel to Norway. Maybe I should go to Romania, but I would travel alone and in the bus, and I don't know the region. I have to make to get to know it much more, I think.
You know a guide now.
Yes, I know a guide now. That's right. That's right. No, that's all new to me. I mean, Google Plus is maybe half a year, and Facebook it's 2 years ago I joined. So it's very great for me too to get to know so many people all over the world. I mean, it's amazing.
Google Plus is more professional. That's what I like.
Yeah, it's better for photographers. Definitely.
Yeah, it's less chit chat. It's more about talking serious.
Yeah, that's right. So let's have a look at some Austrian images. I mean, I did choose. The cliche image like this, and I also have chosen images which maybe surprises somebody. Say, that's Austria? I don't know. No, I don't know. I made it a few weeks ago, so I think it will sell very good as a calendar image, for example. Because this is a real cliche, you know. It's like the cows and then the green pasture and then the hills and. Yeah, I like it. I have no problem with cliches as long as they are good.
Yeah, I don't think cliche is a bad word. Some people think it's a bad word. I like cliche images. Yeah.
But they have to be really, they fulfill the cliche. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is it's Upper Austria, and I did it completely by chance. Like I missed the sun for like 15 minutes. I need to go there again. Because if the sun would touch the fog and the tops of the mountains, it would be even better. That's an Austrian image. Maybe in Switzerland you can do this, and there is no place in Europe where you can shoot something like this.
Did you have any contrails in this shot?
What do you mean? Sorry.
Did you have any contrails in the shot from the aeroplanes?
That's
an issue that I always have in the morning when I have a picture that is this that wide than this one.
Yeah, sure. Not in this case. And if I have one or two small, I would stamp it away. I mean,
sure.
This is not something. It's not the real world, I think, or it's not a part of the landscape. Let's say.
Definitely.
Okay, so the next image. Let me see. This is also. This is maybe a completely different image because you wouldn't say that this is a typical Austrian image. If you don't know Austria very well, this is the far east. That's called Burgenland, where we have a huge national park. And this is the Neusiedler Lake, and there's a lot of birds. And it's maybe well known in all of Europe for bird lovers, and it's great for sailing and so on. And of course wine. I just have chosen this image to show you that Austria is not only the Alpine regions and something like that. So we have a lot of flat areas too in the Far East. On the other hand, this image is not one of my favorites, of course.
It's almost an abstract.
Yeah, it's maybe that the long lens makes it interesting,
but it's nice.
The light is not that good. But it's okay. Thank you, Andreas.
And so, it's new, which is always interesting. Sorry.
Yeah, that's right. This is very famous. It's also a cliche image. It's also, of course, very good selling. I have no problem with good selling images because I want to live from what I do. That's called a Wachau. It's like UNESCO World Heritage, where the Danube comes to sort of narrows. The Danube goes through a small valley, and yeah, this is also Austria. I mean, the whole world almost knows this. Yeah, like Japanese people come to see this, and Americans, and it's quite nice. You can compare it with the Rheintal in Germany. I've been there, and it's quite similar. We have the wine growing on the hills. And again, it's not a favorite image of mine, but it shows Austria as it is and as you know it. Okay, next one. This is something much more special. I did that also a few weeks ago.
Nice.
On the first view, you may say that's like a Caribbean or like the sea or. Mm-hmm. But it's an alpine lake, very clear water, and shot from a very steep rock.
I like the lack of scale here. You're a bit confused how big it is, and
yeah,
that's right. It's nice. It's nice. It can be a bottle.
It's like small birches on this island, yeah. And unfortunately, you have no chance to get anywhere soon to the lake because it's all a swamp. You have absolutely no chance to get there, so you have to climb up and.
Okay.
It's just.
Which lake is it?
It's the Alm Lake.
Ah, yeah. I looked at this one today.
Yeah, you should.
On the map, yeah. It's near Gmunden, right?
It's like Gmunden, yeah.
It's
like 30 kilometers or so. And it's a typical clear water alpine lake, so it's I really love it, and the mountains are, what is it, chalk rock, yeah. So this is really clear water and good filtered water.
Very nice.
Okay, there are two more images. I don't know what comes. Yeah, this one I've chosen because I did it only also a few weeks ago. They are almost from one trip, a few days to the west. This is a completely unknown gorge. I mean, Andreas, I'm sure, will show us some gorge images. He's the master of the gorges. I've never seen this, never heard of about this gorge, and I was just going by chance. It was raining, and it was evening, and I was, okay, let's give it a try. And I just stepped inside a few hundred meters, and suddenly, all of a sudden, I was like in this green paradise. I was really overwhelmed because this is not typical. This is like I don't know, like Pacific Northwest, yeah, or New Zealand, something like that. I mean, almost, yeah. But it's really, you don't find that anywhere in Austria, and that's why this is maybe like a URL surprise. But this is Austria, and that's why I chose this image. And I did a lot of images and. Sorry?
The light is great here.
Yeah, this is, I did that, I was there in the evening and there was backlit, and that was a kind of a problem, and I slept in my camping van, and I visited this place again in the morning, and then I had backlit and light rain, and that was really perfect. So this is a completely by chance shot, but yeah, I love it. This green hell. So, what else? One last image do I have? Yes, this is also Austria. This is high alpine region. This is more than 3,000 meters high. And I really enjoy to do it maybe once or twice a year. When I was young or in my youth, we did it really a lot, several days with a tent and sleeping up there. Like it's kind of adventurous, and these are the only possibilities in Austria to be on your own because everywhere are people. but in the higher alpine regions, you can be on your own, and that's I do enjoy this quite a lot. Even sleeping in the tent and having some kind of adventure. And the funny thing on this image is, you don't see it on the first view. Maybe there is no reflection. So people ask me, "Who is this? A fake? Is this a fake? Or what did you?" The sky. No, it's not ice. It was a relatively strong wind. It was such a strong wind that you have absolutely no reflection. No, not HDR. I mean, it's I worked on the horizon with some dodging and burning and so. But HDR is nothing I really do. No, I want to do it on my own with my fingers and my eyes, not with the software. Yeah. Yes, a touch screen, of course.
On the iPad.
Of course. Yeah, these are the images I was have prepared.
Okay.
0 points for Austria.
Okay.
We deserve it.
I start with showing you where I live. Just 1 second. Okay. You can see?
Yeah.
So, okay, I live in Lerici, that is a small town in the north of Italy, in the west coast. And I think I'm really lucky because I love landscape and I love seascapes. And the best moment, obviously, are in the morning and at the sunset. And as I'm a lazy person, I like stay in bed. I like stay in bed at morning, so this area is really good for sunset shots.
It gets worse with the age, I can tell you.
This area is called the Gulf of Poets, because in this area, poets like Byron, Shelley, used to come to write their poems and to swim also. And in this area, we have the Cinque Terre, that is a quite known touristic location. But this evening, I'll show you, as Cinque Terre is a really known place in Italy, I'll try to show you something different, that is this area, that is the Gulf of Poets. So I'll start showing you Porto Venere, that is this small town that is at the edge from Cinque Terre and the Gulf of Poets. And I show you a picture, just 1 second. I try to find. Okay. Okay. You can see?
Yeah.
Okay, this place is called Byron Cave, because it's a small place where Byron, Lord Byron, used to go to swim. And this picture is, I love long exposure, as you probably know, and as you'll see in this hangout. And I use always wide-angle lenses with leaf filters and ND filters, polarizer, and this shot was taken in the late summer, I think, in a really stormy day. But the water was the sea was so calm, and so I used also a polarizer to reveal the azure tone of the water. And the best period to take shot in this area is on spring and on autumn, because there are for two reasons. The first is that there are no tourists, and the second is because the sun usually sunset here in front of the gulf and not behind the mountains. The second shot is this one. And it was a lucky shot, because I didn't expect to take any photograph on that evening, because there were no clouds at all. But after the sunset, I saw
was a wonderful ray of light, and it was the first time in my life, yeah. And so I tried
to... I think they're called crepuscular rays?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
It's correct, but I never saw before in this area, so I was really lucky.
How long did they last? How long did this moment last?
Not more than 5 minutes. Okay. I think less. I was really lucky because I had my camera with me and the tripod already in position. And as you can see, the sea was not so low. And in Italy, in the Mediterranean Sea, we have the lucky that there are no high tides. So every moment, every evening, you can take a good sunset, and you just don't have to care about tides. This one, okay. This I choose this shot. This shot was taken also in the late autumn in a place that is called Blue Bay. I choose this photo because the day after I heard that this place is called also the Death Bay, because when there is a dead body in the water, the currents bring him to this place. But I think that I found a lucky evening for a good shot. Oh, it's really that bad.
Very exactly. Let me write it down.
I know your pain because two weeks ago I lost all my filters, all my Lee system filter in the water. It's this one, and it was taken not really in the Gulf area, but near Viareggio, that maybe you know where it is. And was a wonderful sunset because the sunset was near the island that is called the Palmaria, and it happens in this position obviously only a few times in the years. The next shot is this one. And during summer, we don't have many clouds and many storms. But when they come, they create a wonderful situation, wonderful light. And the shot was taken in a small town near Lerici that is called Tellaro. And during summer, it's really crowded by people that come here to swim. But with this weather, there, I found only photographers. The Gulf of Poets is not so deep, so near the coast is not deep, and you can see the green because the light comes up from the bottom of the sea. The next one is taken in my favorite beach, where I used to go swim. And was another lucky day because I had bad weather and no tourists, no anyone on the beach, and so it was really a great situation. Here I use is a long exposure of about 30 seconds, I think, and I used the ND filter, 3 stop down. And a graduated ND filter with the soft edge. This was another lucky shot because I was in Lerici, and I didn't plan any shot session, but I watched the weather, and there were those wonderful clouds, and so I looked for a good spot where I know that the sun is in front of me, and the sunbeams in the water were wonderful. And to take this shot, I think I shot around 50 shots to find the perfect waves on the rocks. But and I got completely wet after this shot, but I didn't lost my camera, fortunately. Then, okay, this shot was taken in the same location of the one of the first that I show you, that is this one. Okay, is quite the same place, but in a different situation. There were quite rosy, and that's the reason, because the water looks like a milk or a fog. This is a 4-minute shot, long exposure, and I used the big stopper that fortunately I didn't lost with the other filters in the water. Yes, I ate this filter because I waited 6 months before getting. Yes, it's my favorite, I think, now. And I show you my last shot. Taken. This is the only shot that I took in Lerici town, in a place that is called Belvedere, that is just a place when you go with the girlfriend to see the sunset. And it is as a 3-minute long exposure. And the water was really calm, no waves, no boats, and so the clouds passing through the mountains were wonderful and perfect with the big stopper. So I think that that's all for me.
Yeah. Excellent.
Great shot. And I like the fact that the landscape and your shots are minimal, very simple.
Yeah. Yes, I don't like to put people, nature people, nor buildings in my shot, because I think I live in a wonderful location, but it's really crowded by buildings and crowded by people. So when I go out with my camera, I try to find lonely places and take shots of lonely views. So that's the reason.
Thank you. My website is www.andreasresch.at. I use Google Plus like you do, of course. We are here now. And Facebook a little less now, but I use it too because I have more friends there. Friends. Yeah. but the gallery is not that good on Facebook, so I like Google Plus. I like what they do for photography and for the presentation. So I'm mostly there and on some forums occasionally, but mainly Google Plus now. I try to switch over to Google Plus. I'm from Austria, like Rainer. The only difference is I live a little more to the south, to the country of Slovenia. I'm down there. Let me switch my screen on. I hope this works. Do you see the map now? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm down here, where the B is, and up here where the A is. That's where Rainer lives. So you see, we are both on the east side of Austria.
Damn.
Yeah, which is not the most mountainous area. As you can see, it gets nicely gray here. That's where we always have to drive if we want to go to the mountains. But it's not too bad. It's like 2 hours or 3 hours for me, so that's okay. You always have to plan for more days, so it makes sense to spend the gasoline and time. All right, let me show you some pictures. I've only prepared a few because you only said 3 pictures. I don't have that much, but due to your hard disk problems, it's not too bad if I only have a few ones. Because it's maybe smoking already. So, all right, let me try it again. Is it hot? Oh yeah, this.
You can tell us about your amazing genius sharpening script. This should be interesting for all of us.
I guess Rainer uses it. I know maybe Dorin uses it as well. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, it's really
Everybody's
great.
Yeah. I'm telling.
Yeah.
Well, go Good ahead. Mistake. Go ahead. It's free. Oh, we all have crappy lenses. That's why I need a script.
No, I can tell you, Andreas, your sharpening script is very popular around the world.
Yeah.
But it's free.
I'm rich now. That's the great thing. I have 3 houses, 5 cars. That's excellent. Yeah. No, it's just a little... Yeah, well, you know, I give it away for free, and there's a PayPal link included in the README file, so... If people feel free to give me some money, it's okay. If not, I'm happy to help them out.
Let me say, if you have 20 seconds, Andreas.
Yes, sure.
You don't have to be so fast. No, I just want to say, I need to share this screen because we talked about the special mountains with Dorin before. Okay. And it's too bad that Michael Breitung is not with us because I found on his page... they are called Schrammsteine.
Yeah, that's what the Dorin shot reminded me of. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is really. I mean, I need to go there. I love these special formations.
Looks great.
Sorry.
Looks great.
Yeah, it looks great. I mean, this is just one angle. I don't know. There are many more views.
Yeah.
I didn't find more, but it's funny that Dorin photographs some rocks in Romania, similar to Michael Breitung's in Germany. So. Europe is all the same all over, I think. Denmark, no?
We don't have the Euro.
Denmark, no.
And in Switzerland.
And in Romania too. We don't have the Euro here.
Yeah, so, not yet. But be happy you don't have it.
Yeah.
It's going down anyway.
I hope you see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a typical mountain scene from the center of Austria, where it's a winter shot. The camp, the sharp. Yeah, I have a great script. Yeah. And this is large format as well. So this is shot with my large format camera.
Nice.
So that's why it's extra sharp, because it has high resolution and a good script on top of it. So in the middle there, that's the highest peak of Styria, the Dachstein. And yeah, this day I was lucky with the fog and the light. I've been up there several times, but never got some really good shots. I never got any good clouds. So this was as good as I got the image. But I was happy. It was dusty. It was very cold. I was shaking all the time.
It looks cold, yeah.
Yeah. And if you're there waiting for the light and standing and not moving, it's really freezing. So here's another one.
Yeah, that reminds me of our trip to Matterhorn.
Oh, yeah? It was minus 12 degrees, fog, snow.
In the tent.
I was lucky that you was up there with me, because I wouldn't have survived for 5 days without you.
So you slept in one sleeping bag?
Sure. you cannot carry all the stuff. Yeah, that's how we do photography in Austria. Okay. All right, here's another shot from...
That's an amazing shot.
Yeah.
Great. Reminded me a little bit of your story. You had one in your selection with the same colors, blue mountains and yellow sky.
The Japanese painting.
They were actually really almost black, because this was on the edge of an immense, intense rain. And I was, 10 minutes later, I was completely wet. And I hiked down to the valley for 3 hours in complete rain, and it was crazy.
It was worth it.
Yeah, I was happy that I got the shot. This was a good compensation. This is Styria as well, where I live. It's in a region called Gesäuse, which is a wonderful area where there's ancient forests and nice rolling hills like here. It's a nice place. As Rainer mentioned, I'm a gorge photographer. I'm in gorges all the time. It's sort of a little project of mine. It keeps me busy. And this is one in Carinthia. My favorite gorge, actually, called Garnitzenklamm. And like we saw in Rainer's image of the Almsee, the waters are crazy sometimes in the mountain regions. They are like blue turquoise. You won't believe that this is Austria.
Yeah, it's also chalk stone.
Well, the Garnitzenklamm actually has so many rock formations and rock characteristics. It's granite, it's marble.
But the Karawanken, is the whole mountain range is also mostly chalk stone?
Yeah, so most of it, yeah.
Where
yeah.
the water gets yeah. really intense.
Yeah.
And it seems like a great place for abstracts.
You know I like them, like you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of abstracts, here is one. This is another gorge in Salzburg.
Amazing.
This was a crazy shot because I had to lay on the bridge for 2 minutes. This is a 2 minute exposure. This place is actually pretty dark. It's way darker than you see here. And that's one of the good things about digital photography, that the sensor, you can really push the sensor to a point where you don't see it with your eye, but it soaks out all the colors. That's so great. That's why sometimes I like to shoot before sunset when you think nothing's happening. But if you expose for 5 minutes, the sky is like purple.
That's right, huh?
Yeah, you really didn't see it. And so I took the risk and tried it for 2 minutes, and that's what came out, and I was really surprised. This is my 5D Mark II. Do you see? Oh, you see it already. Sorry.
Now we see you.
Yeah, that was my fault. There you go. There it is. So that's another gorge. This one is actually like 30 minutes from where I live. This is the closest gorge that I have. That's why I've been there so many times now. It's near Graz. Yeah, that's not landscape.
It's not a gorge.
That's not a gorge. No, that's a gorgeous marmot. well, this is in Slovenia already. I have to include Slovenia because for me it's sometimes shorter to go to Slovenia than to Austria because I live that far south, and they have the Alps there too. That's a typical area where I was born. That's the complete south of Austria. On a crazy day with crazy clouds. That's not good. That's one that Dorin knows. Let me skip through there. Yeah, sometimes I do stuff like this. Go into a little more details. I guess that's about it. Yeah, thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Olaf.
Good night.
Bye.